Book 1. Surpassing all kings, powerful and tall beyond all others, violent, splendid, a wild bull of a man, unvanquished leader, hero in the front lines, beloved by his soldiers, fortress they called him, protector of the people, raging flood that destroys all defenses, two-thirds divine and one-third human, son of King Lugalbanda, who became a god, and of the goddess Ninsun. He opened the mountain passes, dug wells on the slopes, crossed the vast ocean, sailed to the rising sun, journeyed to the edge of the world in search of eternal life. And once he found Utnapishtim, the man who survived the great flood and was made immortal, he brought back the ancient forgotten rites, restoring the temples that the flood had destroyed, renewing the statutes and sacraments for the welfare of the people and the sacred land. Who is like Gilgamesh? What other king has inspired such awe? Who else can say, I alone rule, supreme among mankind? The goddess Aruru, mother of creation, had designed his body, had made him the strongest of men. Huge, handsome, radiant, perfect. The city is his possession. He struts through it, arrogant, his head raised high, trampling its citizens like a wild bull. He is king. He does whatever he wants, takes the son from his father and crushes him, takes the girl from her mother and uses her, the warrior's daughter, the young man's bride. He uses her. No one dares to oppose him. But the people of Uruk cried out to heaven, and their lamentation was heard. The gods are not unfeeling. Their hearts were touched. They went to Anu, father of them all, protector of the realm of sacred Uruk, and spoke to him on the people's behalf. Heavenly Father, Gilgamesh, noble as he is, splendid as he is, has exceeded all bounds. The people suffer from his tyranny. The people cry out that he takes the son from his father and crushes him, takes the girl from her mother and uses her, the warrior's daughter, the young man's bride. He uses her. No one dares to oppose him. Is this how you want your king to rule? Should a shepherd savage his own flock? Father, do something quickly before the people overwhelm heaven with their heart-rending cries. Anu heard them. He nodded his head. Then to the goddess, mother of creation, he called out, Aruru, you are the one who created humans. Now go and create a double for Gilgamesh, his second self, a man who equals his strength and courage, a man who equals his stormy heart. Create a new hero. Let them balance each other perfectly so that Uruk has peace. When Aruru heard this, she closed her eyes, and what Anu had commanded, she formed in her mind. She moistened her hands. She pinched off some clay. She threw it into the wilderness, kneaded it, shaped it to her idea, and fashioned a man, a warrior, a hero. Enkidu the brave, as powerful and fierce as the war god Ninurta. Hair covered his body. Hair grew thick on his head and hung down to his waist like a woman's hair. He roamed all over the wilderness, naked, far from the cities of men, ate grass with gazelles, and when he was thirsty, he drank clear water from the waterholes, kneeling beside the antelope and deer. One day, a human, a trapper, saw him drinking with the animals at a waterhole. The trapper's heart pounded, his face went white, his legs shook, he was numb with terror. The same thing happened a second, a third day. Fear gripped his belly, he looked drained and haggard, like someone who has been on a long, hard journey. He went to his father. Father, I have seen a savage man at the waterhole. He must be the strongest man in the world, with muscles like rock. I have seen him outrun the swiftest animals. He lives among them, eats grass with gazelles, and when he is thirsty, he drinks clear water from the waterholes. I haven't approached him. I am too afraid. He fills in the pits I have dug. He tears out the traps I have